Good morning. In our white book, we have a song about the precious words of Jesus. Oh, precious words that Jesus spoke. Let's see what that is. That's number 118. That's correct. Thank you. We thank you for your precious word, Lord. We thank you that the Holy Spirit speaks these truths right into our hearts. Lord, we pray you'll open our ears today to hear what you have to say to us. Show us, Lord, what we need to consider. We pray that throughout this camp, Lord, that you'll grant the open ear. Even for the children, Lord, we pray that they'll hear what Jesus wants them to here today. They have questions, some fears, doubts. We pray that you'll address these things by your precious word. We pray, Lord, that your spirit will move among us today, Lord, in a very special way. Lord, we realize there's only a few days left that this particular group will be together. And Lord, we just want to believe for one another. Lord, I think of my brother, my sister, pray that you'll meet them today, Lord. That Jesus, that you'll fulfill your purpose in them more perfectly. Oh, we want everyone to go home knowing that they've met Jesus in a greater way, and they've come into a closer walk with him. Lord, we claim your working all day long upon these grounds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Interesting, this song is written by Fanny Crosby. It's not a song that most people are very familiar with. I'm glad Brother Paul put it in the songbook for us, because I like to sing this back home as well. Precious. Precious means valuable, means exceedingly dear to us. I like in the book of Peter, Peter uses that word quite a bit in his letters. He talks about the precious blood and precious faith and the precious seed of God's word and so on. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to make these things precious to us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He takes the things of Christ and he makes them real to us. He makes them precious to us. We place very high value upon Jesus, upon his presence, upon his word, upon the moving of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ is very precious as well. I like the song, "Things Are Different Now, Something Happened to Me When I Gave My Life to Jesus." In that song it says, "Things I loved before have passed away, and things I love far more have now come to stay." What are some of those things that you love far more? Well, Jesus himself, his word, and so on, as we've mentioned. Praise God. So let's enjoy the Lord this morning. Let's just love him and let him love us. And let's see what God has for us this morning. Hallelujah. I've so enjoyed the testimonies. I've so enjoyed the times of worship. You know, we worship here at camp maybe differently than you do in your home church. And that's understandable. God leads us all differently. But the elements are the same. Praise. Praise is so important. We like to praise the Lord as we sing. The songs are a form of praise when they're sung from the heart. But then we like to, the Lord has led us to praise him in between songs and to put it in our own words, our love for Jesus. And it's more than just saying thank you. There's praise is an operation of the Holy Ghost. We see it in the Bible. There's much teaching about praise in the Word of God and what God accomplishes as we praise him. We enter into his courts. We enter into his presence with praise. Praise opens our heart to make us aware of the presence of Jesus in a meeting and helps us to become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible talks about how Jesus inhabits the praises of his people. He's enthroned upon those praises. And as we praise the Lord Jesus, he begins to manifest his authority over us as King of our hearts, begins to bring things under his control. And so as we praise him, we look for him to manifest his presence. We look for the Spirit of God to get greater hold of us and greater entrance into areas of our lives that perhaps he has not been fully in control of. And then the Bible tells us that when we praise the Lord, that there are bondages that are broken, that the enemies that come to bind us, that he binds them with chains. You read that in Psalm 149 and so on toward the end there. It talks about God delivers us from our enemies. We all have different types of enemies in our lives, bondages or afflictions. And so many people have testified that as I just praised the Lord, those chains broke off and I came into liberty, or that healing came to me as I was praising God. And so you would do well to do a study on praise in the Bible. And just look up where the Bible speaks about praise, and you'll see that praise is not just saying thank you to Jesus. It's an operation of the Holy Ghost that God has ordained, by which he comes to us and delivers us and fills us and heals us and so on. And so we often praise the Lord throughout the meeting because it helps us to keep our hearts open to the Lord. If we want the Lord to guide us in the meeting, if we want Him to put upon someone's heart a testimony, someone's heart a prayer, someone's heart a song, if we want the minister to receive some word from God that he can or she can share with us, we need to be in touch with the Holy Ghost. And so that's why the way our meetings are structured, we like to just take advantage of opportunities to praise Him and thank Him and worship Him and keep in touch with Him and keep our hearts open to Him. And as I say, you might not do it exactly that way in your church, but it's not so bad to keep in touch with Jesus, and He's worthy of all the praise we can give Him and much more. And so it's good to just fall, you know, learn to fall in place, and so you can get the full blessing that God has for you. I just wanted to mention that about praise because I realized that, you know, we're praising the Lord between songs, and some people are maybe sitting here not comfortable with that or saying, well, we don't do that in our church. We praise differently. Well, when I go to your church, I would do it exactly the way you do it. And when we come together like this, and if this is how God has led us, then you do well to, you'll benefit by saying, Lord, help me to fit in and open up and let you do something new in my life. Praise God. And we've been doing that. And I'm just encouraging us. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Let's continue to see Him. Praise God. Amen. Lord, teach us your ways more perfectly. We know that there are many different expressions of these things in our different churches, Lord. The main thing, Lord, is that everything we do is unto the Lord Jesus. We do it for His glory. We want to believe you to fulfill your purpose in every gathering here and at home. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us, even when we go back home to our different churches. Lord, when we praise you, help us to praise you with our whole heart and with the full understanding. And Lord, we pray that you'll make us a greater blessing to our home assemblies. Jesus, let there be an overflow of the blessing that we receive. Let our home churches be enriched by the experiences that you are bringing us into at this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay.
I would like to comment further on the role of music in our worship. When Uncle Hans first started the Bridgewood Fellowship, he felt that the whole service should be a time of praise and worship. That's how it was. Now, I was there almost from the very beginning. I was born in the Ridgewood Fellowship, literally. My mother was with child with me at the Ridgewood Christmas program on Christmas Eve, 1941, and she got labor pains and had to leave. I was born the next day. So I was really born in the fellowship. And I grew up under Uncle Hans and appreciated the style of worship in our fellowship that was for many, many years. And as Brother Kenny said, the entire service was that of worship. It was woven in between the different sermons, and it was blessed. It was really blessed. And we seem to be getting away from that with praise groups, and that's fine. That, however a pastor is led to lead his church, that's fine. But oh, how rich it is when we sing these old hymns with doctrine in them, with real depth in them. Some of the contemporary songs have that too. I'm not poo-pooing that and looking down my nose at that. But oh, how rich these songs are. Whenever the villagers sing for us on Sundays, I'm always blessed when they choose a song that has real depth and meaning. And I'm reminded of a young fella who years ago was at camp, and then he left and went to Florida, came back when he was an adult, and I drove him from Chestertown to camp, and he remarked how the song that he was that they taught his group of kids, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness," how that came to him many, many times as he grew up. Those powerful words that speak to the heart, that you can remember some of the ditties. I don't know how they don't stay in your head. You can't hardly hum the tune. And again, I'm not looking down on them, except I do have to be convinced with some of the contemporary songs as to their validity. But oh, that these words that we sing in the hymn books, they're prayers. Brother Gardner taught us how to pray a hymn. If a young person doesn't know how to pray, take a hymn book, read the words, pray the words, and oh, how rich they are. And so I'm thankful that our fellowship, and you know, they have tuba camps, they have computer camps, and they have all types of camps. Ours is a camp where we want to teach our people to praise the Lord, to worship Him, to receive from Him. And I'm so thankful for that. It's so easy to go with the crowd, to change the style of our service, but how often we hear people who have been away from our fellowship come back and they say, "Oh, how we've missed this." And so it just spurs us on to do what we feel the Lord wants us to do in our worship here at camp. And so I'm thankful that all of you appreciate this too. We worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth.
Oh, worship the Lord, oh glory.
I'm sorry. Let's sing it. It's number one, I think, in our hymn book. Oh, worship the King. I put three songs together, one shot.
That's a gift, I think. Oh, worship the King, number one.
It breathes in the air, it shines in the with everlasting love, led by grace that loved you know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport, all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine.
Oh, Jesus, make that love so real to these young ladies. They're in the village, Lord. Let your love reach them, Jesus, in the depth of their heart. We pray the Holy Ghost will cause your love to be shed abroad in each and every one of them, that they'll feel secure, that they'll feel that they're precious to you, Lord. And, oh God, that you'll keep them by your love in the different situations they return home to. Lord, that they'll cast these burdens upon you. And Lord, know that you are with them. Jesus, we pray for a real breakthrough in each and every one of these campers. Lord, where there are walls still up, we pray that they'll melt down at your presence. We pray that the touch that they long for will be ministered in these next few days. Lord, let the windows of heaven open above them. And we pray, Lord, that there'll be a great manifestation of the power and the love of Jesus Christ in each of their lives, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing, "Open My Eyes That I May See." I think it's number 115 in our songbook, 115. Thank you for that report about what's happening down the other end. It's true, we've been praying, and now we know how to pray more specifically. Hallelujah, and we will by God's grace.